Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler.
Afternoon.
I'm going to provide a quick update today on our Shooting Preserve Forum that we held in Pier on July 31st. This is our second of four forums that we'll be holding. Our first one is held earlier this year with sportsmen and sportswomen. We'll be following up the next one with more of a non-consumptive wildlife user group, nature groups, and then an ag group after that time. And then we'll be culminating next winter with what we're calling a conservation summit, where we'll be inviting participants from the four previous forums to get together to talk about issues that are important to us all. We invited 225, all the shooting preserve operators that we have. We don't have that many unique operators. Those are the businesses that we have. Some of the operators have multiple businesses, so we have approximately 185 unique operators. And of those, we had 35 that attended that day. Paulson Marketing out of Sioux Falls is acting as our facilitator for the forums and the summit, and they sent a survey out to those participants, or to all the shooting preserve operators, to get their input on discussion topics. Some of the things we talked about those days were some of the same things that we talked about previously at the previous forum: habitat, access, recruitment, retention, reactivation of hunters, but also from the folks that were attending or that answered the survey, they wanted to talk about also some road hunting, trespass issues, wind farms, stocking pheasants, licensing, pheasant brood routes. So after we had a large group discussion on some of the topics, we broke into smaller groups and did discuss all those things. Those are things that we'll have for discussion points moving forward. But as this is one of four forums and the summit following up, final decisions were not made on those things. They're just discussion points at this time. As I mentioned before, we'll be following up with the Conservation Summit next winter. And I think that staff indicated to me, as well as did Shooting Preserve operators, that they appreciated the opportunity to get together to have those discussions, and that we hope that we can continue these moving forward. So we're thinking that they're very positive. It gives us an opportunity to bring groups together to have that interaction, have that discussion, one-on-one discussion, along with gives them the opportunity to discuss amongst themselves if they want to bring any topics forward, either to the department or to the legislature, or just have discussion amongst themselves. It gives them a good opportunity to do so. With that, I'll stand by for any questions you may have.
Okay. Do they have any other kind of formal meeting as operators?
They have it. Previous to the forum that morning, we invited all the new shooting preserve operators in, as we do every year. They have a training that they have to go to, that we have a law enforcement officer there along with our shooting preserve coordinator to answer any questions, to give them information on what they have to do for keeping track of their records and that. But other than that, they haven't organized a group or had a lot of those folks in that room hadn't met each other before.
Oh, yeah. So probably a good idea to get them together every occasionally. And
I believe so.
Some things, yeah. Okay. Yes, go ahead, Commissioner Olson.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Olson, do we break out or track the economic impact of shooting preserves separate from other hunting licenses or other fees or on that line?
Mr. Chair, I don't believe that we have that at this time. That is one of the questions that came up at the forum, to see if we could break that down and try to get a sense of what that is. We do have records as far as the number of birds released, the number of hunters that they have, number of wild birds they shoot versus the number of released birds they shoot, but the economic impact, I don't have that answer at this time, but it is something that we are looking forward to see if we can come up with.
So as a percentage of the number of hunters that go through a preserve operator to hunt, do we have a figure on that? Is it a...
We do have that record of the number of hunters that go through a preserve. We can't pull it directly from our licensing numbers because some folks buy a preserve license, some folks buy a small game license. They can use different licenses on there, but we do have records from each of the preserve has to keep track of the records that they have, and I apologize, I don't have that with me today.
Could be pulled up though.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Any other questions for Arden? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.